Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fevered dance with fate.
That's Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Bork is our guest. Tom is the president of Tom Bork Consulting, LLC. He's a consultant to small business owners just like you, speaker, trainer, author extraordinaire, and he's our good friend. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the big mistakes, the baker's dozen of mistakes business owners make. You say that sometimes you see business owners making two sets of rules in their business, one for them and one for their employees. I've seen this too. It's whenever you find this, you find a dysfunctional company, don't you?
Jim, you're hitting it right on the head. Now, I'm not going to tell you that there are no dysfunctional companies out there. I think every company has some bit of dysfunction, some more than others. And, when you have that type of setup where you've got two sets of rules, employees know that, and they don't like it. So the key is you've got to be able to be as transparent as possible and to be doing what you expect them to do. You know, like the old saying goes, don't do as I do as I say. Well, that's not going to work in today's business climate.
Well, and sometimes the rules aren't really what classic rules. It could be appearances, right?
That's correct. Yeah, just how they're dressed, just how they do different types of things. Well, for example, I mean, and I see this time and time again in major corporations as well as small businesses, the idea of just a simple parking space. You know, there's a parking space by the front door reserved for the boss. Boy, now that really tells you how much respect they've got for their employees. You know,
my parking space next to the front door is reserved for customers.
That's what it should be. That's what it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, I never understood. I've never understood pulling up to a business and the employees and the owners would be parked next to toward the building and they'd make a customer walk, you know, across the parking lot. I never understood that. Here's another one, Tom. Guys, I know it's been a long time since we had a raise, but I just can't afford it. We just can't afford a raise. Hey, Susie, I'll be back in a couple hours. I got to go pick up my new Mercedes. Two sets of rules.
Mm-hmm. And those are the kinds of things that sometimes it's easy to fall into those types of patterns, and it's important to have some type of honest feedback you can garner from the people that work for you, being able to have that kind of trust built up where they're able to tell you how they feel and what they're observing.
Yep, absolutely. What's another mistake that people make?
I think a huge one is they just don't admit when they're wrong. Business owner just doesn't admit when they're wrong. They've made a mistake, or maybe they've said something that wasn't accurate, and as a result, it's kind of the white
elephant. You mean they might have to act human?
They might have to actually act human. And, you know, sometimes I guess it's the ego that gets in the way, but really there's so much that goes on. If we can be open and honest with our employees, and when we make mistakes, admit it. And the quicker, the better. And the more emphatically, the better. Because it helps to build trust. Like, we can then trusted in front of our eye, in the front of the eyes and the ears of our individual employees and managers.
Well, there's a companion to this one. And that's that people who can't laugh at themselves. And one of the things that I talk about here on the show all the time, and of course it presumes that you made a mistake. You did something that deserves some kind of scrutiny, and if not humor. And I tell small business owners all the time, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to miss the best laughs of your life.
There you go.
And if you mess up, you need to be the first one to laugh, because if you don't, they're going to be laughing at you without you.
That's right. And, Jim, you know, something to add to that is it's said that when people can't laugh within an organization, of course, it starts with the boss, starts at the top there. When the people can't laugh, that organization or that small business is dying.
I agree 100%. I've said this many times on the show. When people join us in our business here, I tell them we take our work extremely seriously. We are dead serious about our work. Mm-hmm. We don't take ourselves very seriously.
That's right.
Because if you can't have fun, in my opinion, Tom, if you can't have fun in your work, you might as well, let's just forget about it.
Exactly. And people want it. When they come to work, they want to enjoy the time they're there. Yeah, they want to work hard. They want to get results and serve those customers. At the same time, they want to enjoy who they are with and what they're doing. And if we can create that kind of environment, I don't think you're going to have to worry about finding people that want to work at your company.
So if you're making a mistake that you can't admit when you're wrong, mm-hmm. it probably means that you can't laugh at yourself, which is another big mistake. And it probably means that you're taking yourself too seriously.
I agree.
And all three of those are a compounded cocktail for failure, I think, especially in developing effective teams and an organization. What do you think?
Absolutely. Jim, so often, if you think about it, a person's career, what do they do during their life? Okay, they run a business. So at the end of that 30 or 40 or 50 years or 60 years, however long they're doing it, can they honestly look back and say, hey, it was worth it. It was a heck of a ride. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that I would do again at a moment's notice.
I think
that would be a good question to set ourselves up for to be answering 50, 60 years from now.
Well said. Tom, I need the website again, please. One more time.
TomBorgConsulting.com.
Check it out. B-O-R-G is how you spell his last name. Tom and I will be right back. We got more of these to come. Have you seen yourself yet? Well, if not, we're going to keep working on that. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. You're the Drifters. Take us out. And you ain't
had it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.